Right, well, that's my bit. So now it's your turn, Chris, because we have this question from Helen.
My mother-in-law has quite a few fatty lumps all over her body. She has had 10 previously removed and they just seem to reappear. They are not painful in any way, but they are quite large. Why do they form?
It sounds to me like these are what we call a lipoma, or when you have more than one lipoma, they are lipomata, which are benign tumours or benign growths of fat. They may also be fibromas, because that's fibrous tissue, but they sound like the fatty equivalent, lipomas. There is a condition, and it's called familial lipomatosis. It's very rare. About 0.002% of people have this. It's caused by a gene, which is usually a dominant gene, as you've just heard what that is from Kat. And that means you usually see this running in families, but because with every generation, you pass on 30 to 50 new genetic changes or mutations from parents to offspring. These changes can arise sometimes de novo, in other words, out of the blue. And so there may be no obvious family connection because this is a new mutation. We don't know why it happens, but we know it's twice as common in men as women. It tends to occur on the trunk or on the limbs. It tends to spare the shoulders and the head. It is not harmful, really. And most of the time, these things, despite being a bit unsightly, won't do you harm. They can be shelled out or removed. But because they are growing from a preponderance of the fat cells to form these little benign tumours or growths, they do recur. And so just because you take one out, you may get another one somewhere else.
This is The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney.
And also with me, Chris Smith. And it's Q&A time this week. So if you would like us to answer your science questions, from why the sky is blue to why we have dreams, then ping us an email. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com, and we will do our best to include them in our next Q&A show.